This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you watch this show live in the morning, I hope you're watching right now. If you don't watch it, watch it, because Bryn is crying right now.
Oh my God.
You know,
you and
Bryn,
your stories,
very,
you are so crazy.
That's ridiculous. He's been rubbing at his eyes. So he goes,
because
you
make
funny
jokes and I'm just laughing
no, that's
so
not
hard
why.
I can't hold the tears
Shh,
in.
You're be quiet for once.
Lady.
Turn off your mic. He grabs my stack and goes, oh, let me see what you got here, you know, in case he needs to grab me audio or whatever. And he puts the stack down and he goes,
oh, you were cheating?
Oh, he always does that.
What?
Oh, no, he looks through the pile just to see.
It'd be nice to have a heads up every once in a while.
Oh,
you know.
All right.
So he puts it. He goes. I'm like, oh no! You read the Vanessa Bryant story.
You really? I was.
Yeah, Vinny, you were in here when he started freaking sobbing. I mean, that was embarrassing, dude. But that story was, it's a bunch down, because I really feel like even when I read it this morning, like, you know, pins pricked my eyes, like, oh. Because it's Vanessa talking about how she feels like it's unfair that she gets to wake up every morning and her 13-year-old daughter Gianna doesn't get to anymore.
It's called survivor's guilt.
Oh, it's horrible. But she knows she has to be there for her daughters, her other daughters, so she's talking about that. It's absolutely heartbreaking. And my plan was to not get to it, to put it in my pile with the best of intentions and then not get to it because...
Sounds like you got to it.
Well, I'm getting to
well
it because you're... No, I'm saying it without making people cry. I don't want to see you crying anymore. It's embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
You're rubbing your eyes and they're all red and he's like... using the heels of his hands. It's good, you know?
Fear of something happening to your child is absolutely a reason not to have one.
100 It is the reason not to have them.
It was one of the arguments I made against us doing it, for
and
sure.
You can't believe how much everything changes just when you're like, everything I do matters now. It went from being like, who cares? I'm free like a bird.
I didn't even know the true reality of it all, but I was saying to her when we talked about kids, I can barely manage things as it is.
Yep.
If you add to that some kind of grief that I can't recover from, I don't,
yep,
that'll be that.
One time on 6 Feet Under, they said, if you lose a husband, you're a widow. If you lose a wife, you're a widower. If you lose your parents, you're an orphan. There is no word for a parent who loses a child because it's too awful to name it. I guess what I'm doing right now is deflecting my own feelings about that by totally
making
talking about
Bryn.
How Bryn was crying his little eyes out.
You are the queen of exaggeration.
Am I? I don't think so.
Anyway, let's do something else.
All right.
Because nobody wants to think of that.
No.
Myself
right, which
included.
Is exactly why I buried it so deep and I didn't mean for Bryn to find it, but there it was and he started crying like a baby. Lil Nas X. Let's talk about Lil Nas X. Now, there's a guy who has had a great year.
Talk about a Doritos commercial.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Was a waving mustache. Yeah, that was good. Lil Nas X. And just based on this song, he's done a bunch of great collaborations, all kinds of fun stuff. He's getting to work with everybody, and people are into him. And I love that he's like so honest about who he is. He's a young guy, and he's like, look, here's who I am. I'm not going to make any bones about it. Here's my damn song and my 7-song EP, Panini. That's not as big as this one, but it's
Old
big.
Old Town Road.
Sure.
Well, it's likely he won't have one as big as that one.
No, it is likely. You're right. It would be like lightning striking twice.
Well, there are bands out there that have had that one album. Like for Metallica, it was the Black Album.
Yeah.
It's old. They could never have hoped to sell that many records.
Yep.
And Nirvana never expected...
Never mind
to go like it did.
Right.
But, you know, you keep making your art.
Sure.
But you'll never sell that much again.
Right. But you'll be, you know, you're elevated now because of it, and you stand on those laurels, and you make more. He posted a picture of himself, Lil Nas X, with the original Wiggles. God, the Wiggles are in the news, I guess, because Australia was on fire, or
That's
is on
weird.
Fire. And he teased a remix. He captioned it, "Y'all ready?" So the Wiggles are like, we don't know anything about this, but we are ready. And so if you would like to collaborate with us, here we are in Australia. Please come get us. They said, we don't know what's happening, but this is amazing. I'd be down. I'd love the Wiggles to get. I loved the Wiggles when I was a kid and had kids. Rage Against the Machine.
I don't know the Wiggles, so I can't comment.
They were big when my kids were little. So 15 years ago. We couldn't get enough Wiggles.
Now it's Peppa Pig.
Yeah. We all have. Ours was The Wiggles, Bear in the Big Blue House.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The music in that is so good.
You want to hear something trippy?
Yeah, totally.
There's a new guy that does Blue's Clues.
Yeah, I heard they rebooted that. How is
fully
he?
He's excellent.
Well, there was Steve and Joe, and then it went away for a while. So what's the guy's name? Is it Joe? There's definitely a Steve.
I can't think of it. I haven't watched a ton of it. But I have seen, he's great. He sings, he dances, he's really good. He's energetic, he's into it. He's not.
Joshua De La Cruz.
Josh, he's not too cool, which you can't be too cool for
that. Not for kids.
Like, you gotta be into what you're doing.
You're doing Blues Clues. Like,
dude,
you
like,
have to be.
All in.
You're doing, this is for children.
But it's updated. He's not wearing khakis. He's wearing some normal, like, maybe even little hipster jeans.
Does he wear
type.
The striped shirt he's, still?
It's striped shirt, but the striped shirt's not a collared one.
Oh.
It's just updated. It looks good.
Does he have a little goatee? Or
no, he's a good-looking kid, and he's a great singer, and he's here you go.
You have to be on a bash. Oh, isn't he cute?
Updated version.
Oh, he's adorable.
Isn't he?
He is.
He's good. I like him. Anyway, sorry. We're talking kids
that
stuff.
That is adorable. Well,
that's the new
have kids.
Blues Clues.
Yeah. I liked Blue's Clues okay. I mean, I liked really anything that my kids would sit and watch for half an hour while I
Peace,
made dinner.
Right,
oh
you
my
just
God.
Sit there with, or sit there with them. And
sure.
You don't, but they sit and you sit and then you're just peaceful.
I would. They'd be like, oh, can we watch a movie? Can we watch a movie? Can we watch a movie? I'd be like, you can. And I'd sit down between them and I would sleep for an hour and a half. Mom, right. You missed that part. Mom, you missed that part. I didn't miss it, hon. I'm listening. Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Speaking of things from our childhood, they have a reunion tour going. They've announced more dates, and we've got one April 21st at the Oakland Arena.
Oh, God, I love these guys so much.
I know you do. They just announced a world tour that'll kick off March 26th in El Paso and in Texas and wind down on September 10th in Krakow, Poland. Most of the dates are here in North America, and they're doing Coachella as well.
When these guys broke, I was working at the rock station. And their album, if you remember, record companies would send tons of stuff to the music director and program director.
You'd get a box of the CDs, and everyone would get a copy.
And often, that stuff, after it was listened to, would end up in a box in the kitchen area that anyone could just pilfer from.
Yep.
And that was one of the discs that didn't make it, because it was like, how are we going to play it?
Right.
I guess that must have been my program director's thought is, how are we going to play this? This Rage Against the Machine. Well, one of the night guy who did one of those specialty shows, he found the disc and it ended up being everybody's favorite. Like, oh my God, who are these guys?
Right.
And it was before they broke, but when they broke, it was like, oh yeah, we knew that was going to happen.
We've been on those guys for a while.
Well, the night show, the specialty show was on it. Yeah, they're awesome.
Aerosmith. It looks like Joey Kramer's going to play with them. I think this is tonight.
They made up?
It looks like, he might have played last night. They're doing,
Is he suddenly not dusty and lame anymore, or
well,
what?
Well, my guess is that he's still dusty and lame, but he's been working hard and assured them that he could do it. They said, come on back, no audition, because that was one of his beefs, was like, what? I have to audition for my place in the band? Sources are saying he was brought back on to play drums Monday night with Steven Tyler and Joe Perry and the rest of the guys for a performance at the Park Theater in Vegas, which is where the residency shows are currently being held. The band didn't want to jerk him around. This must have posted yesterday because it's written in future tenses, though. He was going to play last night for Monday night. They're saying they feel he's probably up to snuff and in good health again. It's an act of good faith between old friends. Things were getting ugly right around the Grammys.
Yeah, I don't...
Just a couple weeks ago, ahead of their Grammys performance, he was fighting tooth and nail to be a part of that. It even took the issue to court in a last-ditch effort, but was unsuccessful. They turned him away at the door when he showed up unannounced for a rehearsal, so the tension's been high. It was sad. I actually thought that was a terribly sad scene that TMZ caught for us. Part of the reason was that Joey hadn't played in at least 6 months, and they didn't want to risk a shaky gig with a guy who was rusty or lacked energy, so they put him through the ringer with a live audition and felt he wasn't ready, and now it seems they've had a change of heart, and they're going to let him play. Does it say that he played last night?
It does, but I can't get the video right now. Working on that.
Dee Snider has a great idea for the Super Bowl. Dee Snider of Twisted Sister. He went on Twitter to share a change.org petition to get AC/DC to perform at next year's Super Bowl. D, just trying to be noticed.
Well, wouldn't you like that?
No. If Bon Scott was alive, I would have.
Oh, come on. You and your Bon Scott snobbery.
It's not Bon Scott snobbery. That's when they were AC/DC. Now they're just like a, I don't know.
I would like you to look up their biggest selling album.
Oh, I know what their biggest selling album is.
And who sang on that album?
It's Brian Johnson.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't, and that is a good album. I like that album. There's a lot of songs on there. Back in Black, you can't argue with it.
Not every single song,
please.
Even Giving the Dog a Bone is a great song.
Giving the Dog a Bone. Listen, that record's great. And then it just turned into this horrible bunch of dreck. None of the songs have a story. None of them are, they're just, who cares? They all sound exactly the same. But that old AC/DC from the 70s, I should do a 70s party. Do a bunch of AC/DC. I'm a rocker. I'm a roller. I'm a ride-out controller. I'm a wheeler. I'm a dealer. A wicked woman stealer.
Keep going.
I'm not going to sing the whole thing.
Why not?
Because you didn't pay.
Because I didn't pay?
You think I performed for free? Come on.
All right. I'll give you my $10.
I got the video of the Aerosmith performance.
Oh, you do? This is last night?
Mm-hmm.
And
with
him,
Joey
right?
Kramer.
Yes.
That's him.
Oh, good.
Is that tight enough for you? I'll jump ahead, yeah?
Yeah, look, I can see him.
Well, the audio is from backstage,
that's fine.
It's not the greatest.
I feel like it could be a little faster, but what do I know? I'm sure he's playing with a click track. Maybe that's exactly what they want.
What is a click track?
It's in your headphones, and usually if you're using backing vocals or something else that gets flown in, through the PA, which I think that they do for some of the background vocals and some of those. So he plays along with the exact...
It's like a metronome.
So it paces them.
It does.
It paces
so
the drummer.
He has to play, right, so that he's exactly where he needs to be in the song, and the song is exactly where it needs to be when the, whatever the big hit with all the
And would you say, what percentage of drummers would you say at a high level like that actually use a click track?
A lot of them.
All of them?
A lot do. Even cover bands nowadays, it's actually very accessible technology now. And a lot of people fly in background vocals. I mean, you almost can't see a cover band without it.
So the drummer isn't actually keeping time.
Oh, he's keeping the time for the rest of the band. He's...
Right.
He's got his click track going.
Huh.
It's confusing, though, especially if you have to sing and play to a click track. It's hard. Tommy probably doesn't use a click track.
No, I bet not.
Yeah. My guess is that guy is a metronome.
Right. Well, that's the reason I asked.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I guess it just comes down to, do they need pre-recorded tracks? If they don't, I bet you Green Day doesn't. Do they have a bunch of pre-recorded tracks?
I don't know.
But if you have a bunch of keyboards or I bet Rush plays to or did, rest in peace, Neil. I bet they had parts that had to get flown in keyboard when he was playing bass. And
I wonder if now that he's passed away, Rush can go out again.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know, man?
I don't know.
What do you mean you
just don't
know?
Think they do. He was the heart and soul of that band.
What?
Neil was
I'm not saying he's not great, but heart and soul of that band is Geddy Lee.
Yeah, they're all. You know what? That's the thing. I feel like if anyone could be replacing that band is Alec Lyson.
Right.
But not Geddy and not Neil.
Well,
not
no,
for me.
Neil can be replaced.
No.
I mean, if you've got the.
But you're right. But I suppose. by and large, Getty would be the biggest loss to the band.
You can't go on without Getty. That voice is the most unique voice in rock.
But Neil and just the crack of those drums. That guy was something. Never see him.
When you hear Getty Lee, you're like, is this a lady? Is it a witch? What is this? Mm. Is it a man? It's so... it's just its
and
own...
And the men who hold high places.
Right. It's its own thing.
Oh, God, he's great. People, though, that's the thing about Getty Lee. There are people who actively hate Rush because they don't like his voice.
Well, they're crazy. We don't need to act. We can just...
I really wanted to, though.
Air high five.
I don't like air high five.
She was practically laying on the board over there trying to get to you.
Let me down. And he goes like this.
Well, let's not get you hurt.
That's true. I am old and brittle. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. They got four kids. What's the number? What is the number? Where will they stop?
Now. They're done.
Well, if you're Kim Kardashian, you're done now. But if you're Kanye, he's like, I want seven kids. Seven. Seven is the number. It's a good number, solid number, lucky number.
All right.
Fighter jets.
I mean, I don't even... I feel bad to even question anybody's choices. They certainly can afford it. So if you can afford to have a ton of kids,
sure.
You'd think that she might
Kim
go...
Kim says no, because I feel like I don't have enough time in the day for the four.
Right.
Like, what I'm going to do is just have a bunch of puppies I don't even know. Like, who are those kids? Oh, those are mine? All right, great. Which is, you know, I hope that... She's got four kids. Saint, North, Chicago, and Psalm. Psalma. She was on the podcast and she basically said, Kanye wants seven kids and I have my hands full. She says she's worried about not being able to pay enough attention to all of them if the family expands. She said having more kids would be nice. She says her age, not that she should be worried about that. Didn't she use a surrogate for three of them? Are any of them twins?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know.
So there were four separate pregnancies. I think she only bore the oldest one.
I thought she did two of them. And then the other two were through a surrogate, but I only know what you tell me. So,
yeah, her first two, North and Saint, she gave birth to, and then her last two, Chicago and Psalm, were surrogate.
And they weren't twins, right?
No,
they had them one at a time.
Yeah,
yeah. She says her age and her desire to become a lawyer are two major roadblocks. She's throwing herself into this lawyer thing.
The ages are 2, 4, 6, and 9 months.
Oh,
9 months, and you're already to. A nine-month-old should be good birth control.
Solid.
Like, nine-month-olds are hard.
You got money like them, though.
But if you're the mom and you're being the mom, then you are overworked already.
Well, maybe you're so busy that you're, like, not being the mom, and you're like, wow, when the kid cries, it reaches for nanny, you know?
I don't know what
that
to
hurts.
Say about that. I know babies, my opinion of babies is low.
Well, babies suck.
Yeah.
They're hard. Hell, they suck right up until they're like 2 years old.
Yeah,
even
baby
then,
time.
I mean, they have their sucky times. But yeah, babies they have their own rewards. There's nothing like a baby sleeping in your arms, you know, making little baby sounds. You know,
but you're in baby days.
I know.
But, you're like, but we can't go anywhere. We
precious,
don't do
well,
anything.
You don't have to. So you watch the baby. The baby's the best show on TV.
What are you talking about?
I mean, someday I'll have grandchildren, I hope. Wish me luck with that.
Talking to my boy Nico the other day, Saturday when they were over. We're watching the Warriors game, and I realized I haven't been to the new Chase Center.
I haven't either. Of course, I haven't been to Levi's Stadium.
But you know what? You've not been there by choice because you're whatever. I haven't been there because I'm in baby days.
Also, you live an hour and a half south of here.
I'd
right?
still
it
come to
like,
the city and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling me they show the game on the side of the building.
Oh. Yeah, on the outside in the plaza.
So you can hang out.
Well, I was like, I sure wish it was safe to hang out there.
You'd love it.
Is it safe?
Yeah.
Well, that many people gathered around, safe-ish.
That area is like brand new. The entire, whole area is pretty,
well, I haven't been down
pretty
there.
Upscale.
I'm in baby days.
You'll love it.
Still.
What's coming up in the news?
Oh, are we already there?
We are.
All right. Well, it's
the
healthiest city in America.
Oh my God, that's great news.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.